Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. As the summer goes along, new fish are arriving in our waters. This week, the excitement has been around reports of bonito. Andy Nebreski from On the Water joins us to talk about bonito. Hi, Andy.
How's it going, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Andy, for folks who don't know, describe a bonito. These are fish built for speed.
Yeah, so the Atlantic bonito is a member of the tuna family. So they have the small finlets on the top and the bottom ahead of the tail. Incredibly fast fish. And because of that, that's what makes them so fun to catch. When you hook into a bonito, it'll tear off a lot of line. They move real fast and they can put up a tremendous fight. So that's why everybody's getting excited that the bonito are back in town.
So where should folks go to be looking for bonito?
Generally, it's more of a south of the Cape Cod fishery, although the past 3 or 4 years now, we've been seeing them rapidly expanding northward, and they're catching them all the way up to Maine now. But when they first come in, they tend to be in the rips and the shoals. Historically, one of the first places to find them is an area known as the Hooter. And the Hooter is called the Hooter because there's a buoy there that makes a hooting noise when it goes up and down with the waves. It's about 3 miles southeast of the bottom corner of Martha's Vineyard. And it's really where, you know, the shallow water drops off and you start kind of getting into the offshore waters. Typically, that is where they will first start being caught. And then after that, they'll move up into Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds, where they like to hang out in the rip lines, places like Middle Ground, Hedge Fence. They like that fast-moving water.
These are not the easiest fish to entice onto a hook. What's your approach as you go for bonito?
Yeah, they can be very frustrating to fish for. They have very good eyesight. They move very fast. You really need to use kind of light tackle and a light leader. I go down to anywhere from 12 to 15 pound test. I find that helps get bites. And you just got to be persistent. You know, if you keep going, sooner or later you get them. You can get them casting to them with metal, you know, small metal jigs when they're feeding up on top. But a lot of people like to troll for them. So they'll work the rip lines with, you know, deep diving swimming plugs. And that can be a very effective way to catch them.
They look superficially like a false albacore, but these are entirely different because bonito are great eating.
Yeah, so we also get false albacore. They usually start showing up later in August. But yeah, bonito is a good eating fish. It is oily. It's similar to like mackerel, but they're great. You grill them up, make a nice marinade for them. It's a good eating fish as opposed to false albacore, which not many people are into eating those.
Let's round up the fishing action around the Cape and Islands. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Sure. The striper fishing is kind of, you know, we're hitting that summer pattern where it's slowing down, except for places like Race Point, off of Chatham and Monomoy. There's been some decent striper fishing. Cape Cod Bay has been okay, but it's really gotten slow in Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds. The fluke fishing has been, you know, a little bit better than the past couple of years, so that's encouraging, although the black sea bass fishing has been down pretty drastically, it seems like, from past years. We're getting the bonito trickling in. The bluefin tuna remain fairly elusive. People are having a real hard time tracking down the tuna, but there's still plenty of other fish to catch.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy Nebreski, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.